Now, if you have your Bible turned to 2 Samuel, the 15th chapter, that's where we're beginning today. David, after committing that terrible sin, that trouble came to him, and it came thick and fast. The same way he had sinned, why, sin came into his own family, and he's not through with it by any means. This man, God took him to the woodshed, and we find here in the 15th chapter that Absalom leads a rebellion against David. And now Absalom, in a very subtle way, he begins to steal the hearts of the children of Israel. And he was a very attractive young fellow. He was very much like his father David in many, many ways. And he was the heir apparent to the throne anyway, successor to David. And we find that now why he begins to move very secretly. And he secretly plotted to overthrow David. It was a dastardly deed, but chickens are coming home to roost for David. And actually a revolution broke out. And it was very formidable. It caused David to have to flee from Jerusalem. Now, will you notice here what took place? I'm reading chapter 15, verse 1. It came to pass after this that Absalom prepared him chariots and horses and 50 men to run before him. And Absalom rose up early, stood beside the way of the gate. And it was so that when any man that had a controversy came to the king for judgment, then Absalom called unto him and said, "Of what city art thou?" And he said, "Thy servant is of one of the tribes of Israel." Absalom said unto him, "See, thy matters are good and right, but there is no man deputed of the king to hear thee." Absalom said, moreover, "Oh, that I were made judge in the land, that every man which hath any suit or cause might come unto me, and I would do him justice." And it was so that when any man came nigh to him to do him obeisance, he put forth his hand and took him and kissed him. And on this manner did Absalom to all Israel that came to the king for judgment. So Absalom stole the hearts of the men of Israel. May I say, he's a true politician, is he not? That is the way today that a great many men get elected to office. They have no qualification other than that they have the qualification of going out, shaking hands, backslapping. And very frankly, that's the way a great many preachers get by today, is that method. They can't preach, they can't teach, but they sure can slap back. And unfortunately, you and I, that is what appeals to us. And as far as I can tell from the Word of God, that's the way Antichrist will come to power. He's going to be the greatest little backslapper that the world has ever seen. Now, Absalom was good at that. He stood in the gate and he said, "Oh, if I was only a judge here, you'd get justice." Well, you can understand the appeal that would make. If you vote me in office, I'll solve all the problems. I'll be able to solve all the foreign affairs and all the domestic affairs. That's what the politicians tell us, and unfortunately, you and I listen to them, and we vote for them, and then they don't do it, of course. Now, Absalom is preparing here for a rebellion, of course, against his own father, David. Here's rebellion in the house of David. It's a terrible thing.